We're going to turn now, though, to the topic of hormones and the importance of them with regards to our health. And looking in particular, not just at women, but women who perhaps are dealing with or will perhaps soon be dealing with the menopause. Dr. Mary Ryan is on the line, consultant endocrinologist at the Bonsecours Hospital in Limerick. Good morning to you, Mary.
Good morning. How are you doing? And thank you for talking about this. It's such an essential topic. So thank you very much.
It is. Is there a taboo around it?
There used to be, actually, but I think we've managed to get rid of it. I think it's when you think about it, men and women have been around for centuries and we're equal, and this is part of a normal evolutionary process. So it is hard to believe that it took till 2021 for us to talk about it. And it just shows you how much we have to improve on gender inequality, because, like, without this happening, you know, the women having periods and periods ceasing, you know, you wouldn't just be able to keep evolution going, and we need men and women, obviously, to keep it going.
Absolutely.
So it's incredible that it took so long to talk about it.
We're getting there. Let's talk about menopause then. What are the symptoms? Are they always the same? And when do women usually start to experience them?
So first of all, you have perimenopause. And perimenopause is where, so basically, when eggs start becoming depleted in the ovary, that's when we become, we begin to see signs. So your hormone control centre up at the top of your nose, that controls all your hormones to all your muscles and controls the immune system. So the minute the eggs start to become depleted, usually at the age of 45, you notice the hormones going up in the hormone control centre, okay? And as a result of that, you get aches and pains in the muscles because the hormones are coming down, remember? You get bloating, passing wind, belching. And women can also notice some sweating. And the most important one that women really, very difficult, is the fact that they don't sleep well.
Okay.
And as a result of the fact that they don't sleep well, the whole thing, of course, becomes a vicious circle because the hormone control center is getting tireder and tireder all the time. Now, as the eggs become more depleted, the FSH, which is the hormone that controls the whole ovaries and line of the womb causing the periods, that goes up, that whacks the hormone control center more, and therefore you get the hormones coming down even more. Mm. So it's an exacerbation of all those symptoms, okay, the aches and pains, the sweating.
And
the
what bloating. Sort of age are we talking about typically for when this will happen?
So usually perimenopause is 47, and then when the, so that's to say 50, and then from 50 to 55 usually is when we see the menopause symptoms. And they're all the perimenopause symptoms exacerbated, so it's sort of way more. And of course, the big thing that women suffer terribly from are the flushing and the sweating, which can be absolutely dreadful. Now, some women sail through it with a good 60% that don't, they get dreadful flushing and sweating. And I would have women in front of me and they're just burning up in front of you. Like, that's how they feel. And a lot of them get these terrible with legs as well, where they're woken up in the middle of the night with a burning in their legs. And of course, that disturbs sleep.
Of course, therefore,
if they're not sleeping, and this can go on for years, that's the problem. It starts 47, 50, but some get it at 45. Someone might start as early as 40. And for some women, it stops at 55, the full thing. But for some women, you can go on into their 70s.
Mm.
So it's a much nicer thing being a man, you know, that you've got
easier. Yes, don't worry. In many ways, I have realised my fortune. At the same time, I've also decided we need to close that gap in the areas where we can, certainly.
And
can
the brain fog, I just do want to mention, the brain fog is a big problem. Women come in and they can't remember things. And I always reassure them because they all think they're getting dementia and they're not. It's just once the estrogen level starts dropping because eggs are depleted and depleting in perimenopause, the estrogen controls memory and the synapses. So that's why they get the brain fog. And it's the very same as after having a baby. You get that little hormone imbalance as well. And women have noticed that brain fog. It's the exact same. You're not getting dementia and don't be worried about it. But it's very important to reassure women because really they could forget things very easily and it's very upsetting and it can go on for quite some length of time.
Are there lifestyle changes that a woman can make to help
with
all this?
Totally. So the big thing is education, and that's why it's brilliant you're doing this, because for years women suffered, and I know because I lectured around the country before COVID and met loads of lovely women, and they were really upset that they suffered so much and didn't know about it. The big lifestyle change is know about it, have a knowledge of your body, of your hormones, and your spouse or partner needs to know that so he won't feel upset that you're suffering and he doesn't know how to help you. So that's really important. The lifestyle change, you must pace, you must rest. If your hormone control centre is exhausted coming into perimenopause and menopause, well, then it's not going to cope very well with the hormonal changes. So the pacing and the resting are key. Okay. And you know women don't do that. They just keep running and they've got to try and pull back, listen to the bodies more, because you will do better with dealing with hormones. That's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, healthy eating. Good, normal, healthy eating. Okay, don't be drinking too much coffee or tea, because that will exacerbate the sympathetic and adrenaline system and make those flushing and sweating worse, okay? And then, you know, we often say to people have good, you know, healthy, like the women come in and they have the omega-3s because it's good for heart, vitamin D because bone is suffering because of lack of estrogen, then the vitamin B, B6, B12, Clean Marine is a very good supplement, Menamin, which is for menopause, which is all those supplements in it, and the natural estrogen, the isoflavin. So they're in it, and biosin for the hair.
And presumably, by the way, if you're going to take in, and I know you've recommended a lot of different supplements there, but consult with your GP and that sort of stuff, obviously.
Without question, and pharmacists. They're all well-versed and they're brilliant. And they have all, and we have a book out on as well that you can download on that Clean Bear website, free book for everyone. So it's all about education. And then, as well as the healthy eating, and the healthy eating at first, and the resting and the pacing, then if you need something for the restless legs and peripheral nerve pain, with medication for that, then there's HRT. If you are having growth, sweating and flushing, which a lot of women do have.
Would many women have that HRT, hormone replacement therapy?
So it's not, so basically if they need it, so a lot of women, you know, we start off with the lifestyle change and just, you know, pacing, and that's so important. And then obviously they would do the supplements. But then, and then the peripheral nerve pain might be, it depends what the predominant symptom is. So if they have a lot of restless legs, peripheral nerve pain, upsetting sleep, with medication for that. But then there are some women that are desperate sweats and flushes, changing sheets 3 times a night. So obviously they can cope, so they would need HRT.
Okay.
And then we have pessaries, which are very safe. Now, you don't give HRT if there's history of breast cancer, obviously, or ovarian cancer. But then we have pessaries, which are estrogen pessaries, which are totally safe. New study done recently showing they're very safe. Because obviously, if you have vaginal dryness, which all women do have, intimacy is very difficult. And also you can get recurrent kidney infection, so we don't want that. So those vaginal pessaries are very, very essential around this time. So you can see why the education is so important, because, you know, even women listening there will know there is help and you don't have to be worried about it. Yeah.
Can I just ask, it's obviously the menopause is a huge change in a woman's body, but you talked about how it comes from most women to an end perhaps at mid-50s. What happens then? What comes after the menopause?
So the lovely thing, and I always say this to women, even though some women sail through it, some women have a horrendous time and some women have a sort of in-between, right? But what I always say, it's my second spring. In other words, there's a lovely website called My Second Spring. Do look at it. A lovely girl who got an early menopause did it up. So in other words, you don't have periods. You don't have to be worried about getting pregnant. And you should have another 50 years left if we all live like the Queen, which of course we're going to, please God. So the point is that we should approach it in that way. And I suppose that's what we're trying to do, is empower women to approach the next 50 years in a very positive light. Because they shouldn't be going around with osteoporosis. They should be looking after their bone health, their heart health. They're at the same risk parties as men once their estrogen is reduced. Okay. So these are really important things. And once they watch all the lipids, the high blood pressure, the bone health, keep themselves healthy, look after themselves, realize their self-worth, which women are very poor at doing, then there's a great next 50 years. And weight-bearing exercise is very good for bone health as well. So once we approach it positively, like anything, once you approach it in the right way, you will achieve it. And that's always been the way for everyone. But I think it's great you're doing this, because it's important to empower women. I'm so delighted that we're now having the talk. I went around 5 years ago educating women all over the country, and I just knew there was such a lack of knowledge and it was a taboo subject. And I think the more we talk about it, we get rid of it. It should never have been a taboo subject.
And I think
wonderful you're doing this.
No problem. I think it's important for men to get a bit of an understanding about it as well, and what's happening for their wives and partners. And just finally, because I am out of time already, unfortunately, Dr. Ryan, can you just tell us, you mentioned a book that you've written that people can download. Where can they get that from?
On the Clean Marine website. There is a book, a free book on the Clean Marine website, and it's all about hormone health, and I talk about menopause as well. So that should help greatly. And I have a lot of podcasts as well, you'll see. I did one with Jerry O'Leary and one with Lorraine Keane, so they can download that load for free as well.
Appreciate your time this morning. Thank
you
for joining us. Do take care.
All
the very best. Dr. Mary Ryan,
bye-bye.
Is a consultant endocrinologist at the Bon Secours Hospital in Limerick.